Now, let me go to the Gulf of Mexico, because this is what's so important to every American tonight. That oil is gushing out. I contacted one of the elite, one of the Mr. X's in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And what I found out was so startling. It appears that British Petroleum, BP, by the way, British Petroleum is not an American oil company. It is a British oil company. It appears that British Petroleum was trying to do what Russia did and drill a super deep oil well. The only difference is BP was so stupid, and I'm not hesitating to use that word here. BP was so stupid as to try and drill an oil well off of a floating platform that was not even anchored to the bottom of the ocean, using GPS sophisticated equipment to keep it in place. And when they did, they were in 5,000 foot water. Now, keep in mind that a mile is 5,280 feet. They were drilling from the top of the water down to where the ocean floor is. They were starting at almost 1 mile. They drilled a super deep well. It should have never been allowed. This is uncalled for. We are supposed to have agencies in Washington that keep oil companies from doing stupid things like this. But off of a floating GPS-controlled platform, they drilled 25,000 to 30,000 feet deep after they got to the ocean floor, 25,000 to 30,000 feet after that. Now, this is on the edge of human technology. They hit something so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it. By the way, let me say emphatically at this point, this was an accident. They did not do this intentionally. I do not believe this was a conspiracy, even though many people are trying to say you don't know what you're talking about. The oil officials themselves tell me this was positively an accident. They hit a strata of oil in the Gulf of Mexico at such high pressure that it burst all of their safety valves. Now, there were many safety valves in place. BP had done things correctly, and this was not supposed to have happened. The pressure, now, I'm going to give you the pressures right from the oil company officials. The pressure behind this oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum effort of human science to contain it. Let me start, first of all, at Prudhoe Bay. When I was at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, as the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, the elite confided in me because I was kind of like a mascot. It was almost as if, hey, chaplain, you're different. We never had anything like this before. Anytime they would bring in a well, there were two things. Now, think on this for a moment. You'll catch this quickly. The first thing that they would report whenever a new well was brought in was the flow rate. They'd open it up and see within an hour or 24-hour period how many barrels of oil would flow. The second thing that they always gave is the pressure at the wellhead. Nobody, the government, BP, nobody has ever given the pressure of this well in the Gulf of Mexico. They have never given the wellhead pressure. Why? BP, the media, nobody. In Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, for instance, the wellhead pressure on most wells was 1,500 PSI, pounds per square inch of pressure, artesian. Your automobile tire, for instance, carries 35 pounds per square inch of pressure. A truck tire on one of the big tandem tractor trailer rigs will carry about 100 to 120 pounds per square inch. Now imagine this, a reliable source, my Mr. X, and both of the people with BP, who confided in me, they said that the BP Gulf of Mexico oil well head pressure, when they hit it, was 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch. I hope you're hearing this, because it's so important as to what happened at that point. This is beyond human technology to contain it. Now, there are many safety devices on that well. It blew all of them, every single one of them. My BP informant, he's in executive position, had two of them that were so concerned they were willing to tell me the story. They said that BP had made one horrible mistake. The last safety valve on a well is called a fail-safe valve. Now, any oil person will immediately recognize this. It's supposed to hold if every other device on that well fails. This one is supposed to hold. The informant from BP said that there was a conversation between one of the workers and the foreman on the platform, the foreman of the platform, and the worker said, the fail-safe valve is warped. We need to replace it before we go any further. The foreman said, I don't have time. Let's just keep going. As a result, it blew everything. I don't think that the fail-safe valve would have held it, even if it had been there. But the Gulf of Mexico oil is flowing at the rate of 4. Now, this is very conservative. They said it's probably much more than this. 4 million gallons a day, Ian. This is startling.